time, but you suck on me, suck on me, suck on me time. My life, I swallow when I see seeing these shapes that explode in the sky. Sometimes I wish I could bust in the sky, but you carry me, high. So we can let it all go, we can let it all go.
LowLeafDubLab.com. So what's going on here? What's this?
I am retooting the entire harp.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm actually going to flip it around and play it backwards for this one song.
And what kind of effect does that give, or what does that enable flipping around?
Well, I just wanted to see the different ways that I could play the harp, and I figured playing it backwards, I had more access to the bass strings, and it just felt different and cool. So I made a song with it.
Cool. Yeah. Was that just kind of playing around with the instrument?
Yeah, I don't play it traditionally. You know, yeah. It's more self-taught stuff.
Cool.
So just trying new things. And making new things.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
We like new. But here we go. Here's some more Low Leaf right here at dublab.com.
Run from the money and day to day. We the
Floating there at the bottom of the ocean with Low Leaf, drifting around in some beautiful music. Hope you're enjoying it. It's dublab.com. Monday Music Meeting, our first time having Low Leaf here on Dublab. And again, like I said, a very active day here in the Dublab studio, a very warm day. And really appreciate you coming in and sharing music with us and being so patient and wonderful.
Thank you. It's really a pleasure to be here. I'm really excited.
So how often are you writing songs?
Every day. Well, every time my heart feels like singing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
Can't force it. It just happens.
Spontaneous creativity. Mm-hmm. And were you studying harp in school? You said you're more self-taught?
Yeah. I'm self-taught on the harp and with the beats.
Yeah.
But I was classically trained on the piano growing up. So that's the training that I've had as a musician.
Wow.
But I feel like I've kind of forgotten all that stuff since then.
Yeah.
So
how many strings are on this harp?
Ooh, it's five octaves. So whatever that means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch.
A bunch of strings. Just enough.
And was there a point where you kind of stumbled upon the harp, and did you play the harp at a friend's house, or how did you kind of come to this instrument?
Well, my mother asked me if I wanted to start playing when I was little.
Yeah.
So I took beginning lessons, and I stopped at Beauty and the Beast, you know, and kind of left the harp and focused on piano, and just came back to it. In 09, because I wanted to sample it in my beats.
Cool.
And I was like, oh, I can write things. So, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think we're in for some more wonderful music here. Again, it's dublab.com. It's the Monday Music Meeting with Low Leaf. And urge you to keep your ears right here. Enjoy this music from Low Leaf. Here we go. What's the name of this next song?
This is called Ancient Animal.
Sounds good. Yeah. All right. Gather all of your animals around. If you have a lizard or an iguana at home, that's a pretty ancient animal, a turtle. Tell your animals to come close to the speakers, or maybe they'll do it on their own. So turn up the volume and enjoy this music from Low Leaf.
Thank you.
dublive.com. Ancient animals right there. Low leaf. Yeah. And you passed us a CD here in the studio just a bit ago. And those are songs from a couple of years ago?
Yeah, 2009 to early 2010.
Cool.
Yeah, it's called Chrysalis. It's an EP.
And you're kind of explaining that those were songs as you're kind of forming your musical identity and recording.
I was searching for sound and... I started to meditate a lot and trying to figure out what I was really trying to say through my music. So a lot of those songs don't really have structure, kind of just moving along, experiments and stuff.
Cool.
That's why it's called Chrysalis.
And are you working on recording some new songs right now?
Yes, every day. Cool. I got like 200 songs on my computer, but...
It's going to be a really big record. 200
songs. Slim it down to the best 10 or something.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, we're in for some more music. What do you have for us next?
This is called June Gloom. It's actually the first song I ever wrote on the harp.
So this one goes out to all of you Southern California people, I think. June Gloom. So if I heard that song every morning when I woke up and the sky was gloomy and overcast, I'd feel pretty good about it. Kind of takes the bite out of the June gloom. But you were up in San Francisco where it was foggy all the time. What was it like going from sunny Southern California to foggy San Francisco?
Natural change. I love that San Francisco is gloomy.
Yeah.
It's inspiring. The weather's inspiring. All the seasons are inspiring. It's fall.
Yeah.
When all the leaves do that thing.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And you, as someone under the moniker Low Leaf, must take a lot of joy in the changes of leaves.
I do. I listen to them every day.
That's great. Well, they have a lot to say, so.
They're powerful creatures.
So we hear some more powerful music right here, lowleafdublab.com. Tell a friend, keep your ears wide open. Here we go.
stars together. Yeah, I'd fly to the highest point in the sky. I wanna write your frequency, baby. Let me change your frequency, baby. Your body's calling. Let me change your frequency, baby. Your body's calling. Ocean is yours, but it'd be ours together. Yeah, I'd fly
frequency right here, dublab.com with Low Leaf, and getting deep into some wonderful music. Harp. It's always nice to have a harp in the studio here. I feel like you should just have a dublab harp that stays here.
I would love that. Would it be my harp?
Yeah, you could be here. You could be the staff harpist, the collective harpist.
I'll play under that skylight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite spot.
The skylight's really pretty. Yeah, next time you have to come back and play under there. That'd be really nice.
I'd love to.
We'll do it. We'll plan. We'll plan the next visit. Yeah. The skylight harp session with Low Leaf. And what would be, if someone is looking to explore more of your music and come hear you play live, what would be the best place to connect?
I update all of my social networks frequently, but I have a Facebook where I post everything, and that's facebook.com/eatlowleaf. It's an eat food. I also got a SoundCloud, Bandcamp, Twitter, Tumblr. If you just Google Low Leaf, all my different things should come up with links and whatnot.
Nice. Exploration. Technical exploration.
Technical.
So are we going to, speaking of getting technical, I saw you playing around with something over here. Is it time for?
Yeah. We're going to switch. We're going to bridge the two. Going to play some electronics now. With harp.
Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah.
Multitasking right here, dublab.com. Thank you.
someday.
Bring.